Great athletes are in demand at lots of colleges and universities, the University of North Carolina, for example. Caleb Presley, now 22, was a quarterback there. He was recruited, and he helped recruit three other quarterbacks.
I never was put in a situation where the coach told me, hey, you need to take this guy out to this bar, you need to take him to a fraternity, or you need to make sure that he is with a girl. It's just kind of like they look at you and they're like, hey, so like you going to show him a good time? And you say, yeah, I'll show him a good time. And they kind of like wink at you like, all right, man, like go out there and get him. Have him here tomorrow. Keep him safe.
It may surprise some people to learn that even at schools not known as athletic powerhouses, Wellesley College, for example, the recruiting of athletes isn't always entirely blemish-free. A former tennis player there, we'll call her Melissa, remembers the coach who promised, among other things, a trip to China.
We never got to go to Beijing. We never did some of the amazing things the coach said we were going to do to kind of woo me to go there.
The pressure to show recruits a good time seems to have crossed the line into unlawful behavior at Louisville, where women were reportedly paid by then-graduate assistant Andre McGee to strip and have sex with men's basketball recruits at parties on campus. Caleb Presley was perhaps not surprised when that story broke.
I don't know. I want to say that the Louisville thing is a standard because I don't think that's true, but I definitely think that it sheds light onto maybe what the landscape of college recruiting looks like.
We're not going to get into the sordid details of that scandal. The internet is a fine resource if you want to do that, but I would like to explore the bigger picture of college recruiting. I'm joined by Yahoo Sports national columnist Pat Forty. Pat, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you.
All right, let's pretend I'm a high school senior who's really good at a sport, say basketball. Under the rules, the NCAA allows me to take expenses-paid visits to five different colleges. Each visit can last as long as 48 hours. How am I going to spend most of my time?
You are going to spend most of your time watching practice, talking to academic support people, nutrition people, strength and conditioning. You will tour facilities. And then at like 9 o'clock on Friday night and Saturday night, that's when the action happens.
And who leads me to the action?
Usually you are with a student host, but the student hosts are directed by a staff member in some capacity.
All right. I want to make sure I'm completely clear on this. I'm spending at least a fair portion of my time after dark unsupervised with current college undergraduates coached by somebody who really wants me to come to their school. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, well, and, you know, what's the nearest and dearest way to dazzle a lot of teenage men is, hey, here's where we go to hang out to party, and here's where the women are.
I know Louisville is taking the heat for this particular scandal, but is it the system that's really broken rather than Louisville's own system?
Yeah, I mean, sure it is. It's not very long ago that schools would put their hostesses, their lineup of very attractive co-eds who are used to chaperone players around, they put them in the media guide, and they'd send the media guide to the players. And they're like, okay, pick which one you'd like to have show you around, Johnny Five-Star.
Should recruiting rules be changed?
Well, I don't know for sure what exactly you say. Do you say you can't have recruits interact with females? I mean, it should be fairly common sense. You don't want them interacting with prostitutes, right? But beyond that, what can they not do? Can they go to parties or not? Can they go to an entertainment area or not? That would seem like a hard thing to be able to say, no, you can't do.
Does it really seem likely to you that Rick Pitino didn't know what was going on? These guys know everything, right? They're control freaks.
For 25 years, I've been around him, and he seems as shocked, blindsided, frustrated as you can be by this. He's either faking it really well, and this is a guy I've known for a quarter century, or he didn't know. Now, he's not as hands-on, especially in recruiting, as he once was. And I think that's led to some of the mistakes he's made in recruiting because he's maybe relying too much on the input from other people. So while a lot of people obviously will roll eyes and raise eyebrows at this, I don't think he knew.
Pat Forty is a national columnist for Yahoo Sports. Pat, thanks. It was great to speak with you again.
Thank you, Bill.